Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。Russia's villages and their culture are melting away. With its winding dirt lanes framed by lilacs, quaint wooden houses and graceful onion-domed church, the tiny farming hamlet of Baruta was once a postcard of Russian bucolic bliss. No longer, more people lie in the tightly packed church cemetery than inhabit the village. Agriculture is slowly withering too.With Russia's natural population growth entering an extended period of decline, villages like Baruta are disappearing from across the country's continental expanse. We have not had a wedding or baptism for quite some time. We mostly have funerals, said a resident. Alexander Fyodorov, 59, one of just 17 men left in what was a thriving collection of some 500 farmers.President Vladimir Putin frequently cites hardy population growth as a pillar of restoring Russia's place atop the global order. There is a pronounced gap, however, between the positive terms in which Putin and his advisors habitually discuss demographic trends and the reality of the numbers. Russians are dying faster than they are being born, demographers said. Given the general hostility toward immigration,The question is to what degree the population of 146 million, including annexed Crimea, might shrink. The number of deaths exceeded the number of births in 2016 by a few thousand, and the prognosis for the years ahead is poor. From 2013 to 2015, extremely modest natural growth peaked in 2015 with just 32,038 more births than deaths.The statistics and the propaganda are very different things, said Natalia V. Zubarevich, an expert in social and political geography at Moscow State University. In terms of population loss, Pskov, which borders Latvia and parts of Estonia, is among the worst-hit regions in Russia. The population peaked at around 1.8 million in the 1920s, said Andrei Manakov, a demographer at Pskov State University.It is down to 642,000 and projected to drop to about 513,000 by 2033. Researchers estimate that out of 8,300 area villages in 1910, 2,000 no longer have permanent residents. Under the most optimistic projections by demographers, Russia's population by 2050 will stay the same, about 146 million.If immigration from Central Asia, which has also been dropping, balances out low birth rates. Less optimistic figures put the population around 130 million by 2050, and the most pessimistic say fewer than 100 million. Next article. Russia reaches out to OPEC as Riyadh opens oil taps. The COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak in China.And its rapid spread has taken its toll on the global economy, driving down demand for oil in the first weeks of 2020. In response, in the scheduled meeting on March 5th to 6th in Vienna, Saudi Arabia and other OPEC, Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, states called for OPEC Plus to make a drastic cut of 1.5 million barrels per day to reduce supply by a total of 3.6 million barrels per day, insisting on a non-OPEC agreement. However, Russia rejected the plan. When the OPEC Plus talks collapsed, the OPEC oil cartel scrapped all output limits. A dispute then broke out. Russian oil companies had opposed such cuts,fearing loss of market share and of competitiveness against U.S. shale production. They had previously in December agreed on a milder production cut of 500,000 barrels in 2020, and Russia wanted this to continue. Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest crude exporter, responded on March 8th by announcing unilateral price cuts, with its biggest price cut in 20 years, in a bid to win market share. This prompted the oil price to plummet and fueled huge drops on stock markets the following day. By March 9th, oil had fallen to as low as $31 from about $66 at the end of 2019, as Riyadh said it would lift production to record highs, their biggest one-day move since the 1991 Gulf War. On March 10th, Saudi oil giant Aramco announced a plan to massively increase oil output despite falling demand during the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. At first glance, this looks like a battle between Russia and Saudi Arabia over oil policy, said Chris Weaver of Macro Advisory Consultancy. But the context of the relentless rise in U.S. oil production over the past 10 years is also an important factor. Both Russia and major OPEC producers have been openly annoyed with U.S. producers' refusal to participate in past production cuts, he added. On Monday and Thursday last week, the crash in oil prices and fears over the global economic impact of the virus outbreak prompted a meltdown on stock markets. Next article. About Russia. They just want to take a selfie. How TV show changed Chernobyl tourism. The hit TV series Chernobyl has attracted a new generation of tourists to the nuclear disaster zone. But guides say that many are more interested in taking selfies than learning about the accident. Tourists now are often on the lookout for locations featured in the acclaimed HBO drama and can be surprised to discover that certain sites were fictional. The abandoned site had already become a dark tourism destination, even before the eponymous TV show started broadcasting. Some Ukrainian travel agencies have further adapted their tours to take in locations from the Chernobyl series and offer special trips, such as kayaking in rivers around the exclusion zone. In July, new Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree that aims to develop the site further as a tourist attraction. In 2018, 72,000 people visited Chernobyl, and it is expected to jump to 100,000 in 2019. Next article. Russia joins race to make quantum dreams a reality. Russia has launched an effort to build a working quantum computer in a bid to catch up to other countries in the race for practical quantum technologies. The government will inject around 50 billion rubles, that is $790 million, over the next 5 years into basic and applied quantum research carried out at leading Russian laboratories, the country's Deputy Prime Minister Maxim Akimov announced on December 6th at a technology forum in Sochi. Quantum technology already receives massive governmental support in a number of countries. The European Union's 1 billion euro, that is $1.1 billion, quantum flagship program, first announced in 2016. Germany announced a 650 million euro national quantum initiative in August 2019. The Chinese and US governments are also spending billions on quantum science and technology programs.
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目, 欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today. 有兴趣John老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目, 记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one!